Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Ball three. 3-0 now to the hitter. Brookwood trying to get that first base runner. Here against Maxwell. JC with a pitch. That one is a high one. Ball four. And Willow Posh takes a base. Reagan Mullenkamp will be the batter. She's a lefty. So Brooklyn will concentrate on trying to get that runner into scoring position. Mullenkamp standing in and Maxwell set to go. Here's the pitch. That one is high. One ball and no strikes. The runner stays at first base. Stacy trying to find the range. She's had lots of success this year and lots of strikeouts. Trying to find the range. There's a swinging strike. 1-1, the count. Stacy Maxwell, 7 wins on the year, and Ariana Lewis, 12 wins on the year among the 19 that the Bulldogs have secured. 1-1 offering. That one is called... Not sure if he said, no, it must have been a ball. Outside, I guess. 2-1, the count. Always have to get used to the umpire's signals. 2-1, here's the pitch. That one swung out and missed. Count is even. 2 balls and 2 strikes. At the sectional level, a 3-man umpiring crew. You don't get that advantage until this level. And that's awesome. Here's the pitch. That one is high. And it's ball three to Mullenkamp. Bosch remains at first base for the Falcons. And the payoff pitch coming up from Maxwell. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And there is one away. That'll bring up Deanna Wallace.
Deanna Wallace.
Wallace, the catcher for the Falcons. Brooklyn in their black and red uniforms, representing the Scenic Bluffs. Big ball game picture. Nate is here today taking pictures as well. Photo op. He hasn't asked to take my picture yet. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. 0-1. Posh heads back to first base. Wallace ready to go. Maxwell has delivered several strikes in a row now. This one ripped down the line. Foul. Hey, it makes the first base coach dropped his clipboard. Came right at him. Good job of getting out of the way. 0-2 now. Wallace with a pretty good bat on it. Fouled it down the line. So 0-2. 1-on, 1-away here in the opening inning. And here's the pitch. That one is high. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bulldogs. Lots of fans here today. Brookwood has traveled well. Lots of fans for the sectional level. 1-2, the pitch high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The winner plays either Columbus Catholic or Blair Taylor. To my knowledge, that game was not moved. I don't think they're still planning on it tomorrow night. Here's one fouled away and out of play. A new softball comes out for Maxwell. I salute the officials from both of these schools and the WIA for letting it happen. Looking at the forecast, and maybe everything will be fine, but get it in tonight on a nice night for softball. The pitch down low pops away from Holly King just a moment, but she retrieves it, and it's ball three. Full count now on Deanna Wallace. Wallace calls time. Maxwell set to go. Here comes the pitch. Inside, they say, and it's ball four. Willow Posh heads to second base. Deanna Wallace at first. And the batter, Emily Kunitz. And she's one of those to look out for, judging by the stats that she has. 2-on, 1-away, and the batter, Kunitz. Maxwell set to work. The pitch is strike one. 0-1. Umpire has just a little bit of a delayed call, so That time he didn't flinch either way. We had to wait. Nothing and one. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball, left field. Nice backhand there by the shortstop. Lewis, third base, got her over the first, not in time. What a play by Ariana Lewis. Feeling a base hit away from Kunitz and then brought it over to Emma Hilde. And that is out number two at third base. Wallace at second. Kunitz at first on the fielder's choice. And this is Mallory Wallace, the pitcher. Runners at one and two for the Falcons. Maxwell on the rubber. Now here's the pitch. That one is a ball. One ball and no strikes. The Bulldogs trying to get back to the dugout. Air conditioned dugout. Natural air condition. Here's the pitch. Down low and it pops loose. Runners are going to move. Coming to third is Wallace. And right behind her at second is Kunitz. So Brookwood has two aboard in scoring position with two outs. Two balls and no strikes on Wallace. Brookwood trying to make a statement here early on in the ballgame. Maxwell ready to go. There's the pitch. That one is a little bit low. Three balls and no strikes. Batter stepping out. I would presume would have the take sign here. There is the pitch. That is a ball. And Wallace is aboard. The batter will be Molly Hansen. Hansen playing first base. Making her way in now with a grand opportunity for the Falcons. Bases are loaded here in the top of the first inning. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Runners retreat. A little bit of dust blown across the diamond here at Ithaca. Actually could use a little rain. Here's the next pitch. That one hangs upstairs, and it is a ball. One ball and one strike to the hitter. Batter standing in again with the bases jammed. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. Runners retreat to first, second, and third. Maxwell back and ready. The 1-2 offering, there it is. Swing and a miss, and the Bulldogs get out of it. Second strikeout for J.C. Maxwell. No runs for Brookwood in the inning. There were no hits, no errors, and three left aboard. We go to the bottom of the first. Brookwood nothing. Ithaca coming up in high school sectional semifinal softball from WRCO Sports.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Welcome back to Ithaca. Ariana Lewis will lead it off today. She is a starting shortstop. Holly King, the catcher, hits number two. The pitcher, J.C. Maxwell, hits third. Kelsey Coleman in left field, bats cleanup. Kaylee Newkirk at second, hitting number five. Emma Hilde is at third base, followed by Bailey Plemer, hitting seventh and playing in center. Alyssa Muller at first base, hitting eighth. And Jaden Boland, the right fielder, bats nine. Mallory Wallace in the circle for Brookwood, and here we go. Here's the pitch to Lewis. That one is going to be lifted well. Center fielder is over and makes the grab. A couple of steps away from the warning track. balls it in, and there is one away. Lewis, first ball swinging, gave it a pretty good drive. Deanna Wallace behind the plate for Brookwood. Molly Hansen at first. Willow Posh at second. Emily Kunitz, the shortstop. And Reagan Mullenkamp at third base. Here's the pitch, and there is a strike. Nothing in one. Kate Powell in left field. Sophie Wyatt in center. Paige Clark in right field for Brookwood. One away, nothing in one on the batter. Here's the pitch. That one is high. One ball and one strike. Three-man umpiring crew, one at home, one at first, one at third in a situation with nobody on. Here's the pitch. This one popped up. Right field side, first base calling, and a collision, and the ball is going to land in there, and the ball is going to drop in, and that'll be an out. As Holly ran into the fielder trying to make the play, and the ball drops in there. So there are two away now on the collision at first base, obstructing the player, and J.C. Maxwell will be the batter with two out. And she takes a look at a strike. Nothing in one. Good pitch from Wallace. Good fastball there. She gets back to the center of the circle. Here's the pitch to Maxwell. Reached out and bounced slowly to third. Picked up by Mullenkamp. Throws to first. Not in time. The left-handed third base person makes it a close play. Give J.C. an infield single on that one. And here is Kelsey Coleman. One on, two away. Wallace set to work. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air. Well, center fielder is back on the warning track, reaching up. She can't get it. It's a home run. Home run for Kelsey Coleman, and the Bulldogs jump ahead 2-0. How about it? Nice hit. She is greeted at home plate by her teammates. So a 2-0 jump. As Coleman got one up and out of here, and that'll bring up Kaylee Newkirk. Kaylee, one of those that just graduated yesterday here at Ithaca. Bulldogs graduated 30 seniors yesterday. Newkirk standing in. Here's the pitch. This one bounced sharply to short. Kunitz backhands won't come up with it, and reaching base is Kaylee Newkirk. So she is aboard. Bulldogs put the bat on the ball. Emma Hilby will be the batter now. Hilby stretching out. And now standing in here for the Bulldogs with a runner on and two away. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Emma swinging away on that one. Ball goes back to the pitcher, Wallace. Here comes the stretch of the pitch. That one bounced sharply to third, knocked down at third. Long throw to first, and they got her for out number three, and that will do it. Hilby grounds out 5-3. Bulldogs strike first. Two runs on three hits. No errors. One left on. 2-0 Ithaca after one here in sectional semifinal softball from WRCO Sports.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Sophie Wyatt will stand in for Brookwood. The Bulldogs take the throw down to second base and around the horn. Then it's going to be Paige Clark and Kate Powell to bat here. for Brookwood in the inning, getting set for the action here today. And ready to roll here, Brookwood. Hyatt is in. Brookwood without a hit, but low to the bases last inning, taking advantage of three walks. Pitch is taken for a strike, nothing in one. Brookwood and Ithaca years ago, it used to be a conference match for some sports. Nothing in one, the pitch, swing, and a miss. Brookwood was in the football conference for a few years. Had some bruising battles with the Falcons back in the day. Nothing in two, the pitch, swing, and a miss. One up, one down, that's strikeout number three for J.C. Maxwell. Paige Clark will be the batter. Coming back now, standing in here from the right side. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, nothing and one. Some alumni are here that are part of that Ithaca State softball team. I think a lot of them could still play. Nothing and one, the pitch down low for a ball. One and one, going to State in 2016, I believe it is. The years run into years. Sure was an exciting time. One and one, the pitch down low for a ball. And a team that has the distinction of being the first Ithaca team to make it to State. The Ithaca baseball team made it to State like 1 week later. But they got a chance to go as well. Two and one offering. Here's the pitch. That one is upstairs for a ball. Three and one. Must have been 2014, I'm thinking. It's been a while. Three and one offering. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Full count on the batter. Would have been the first year the Ithaca baseball team went to State, and they won it in 16, 2 years later. So here's the pitch. Strike call. They catch her looking. There are two away now. And the hitter will be Katie Powell. Powell batting from the left side here for the Falcons. 2-0, Ithaca leading, top of the second inning. And Maxwell has gone to work after missing the target a few times in the opening inning, walking three. He's come back now and has piled up four strikeouts. Here's the pitch upstairs. One ball and no strikes. Powell showing bunt. Brought the bat back, trying to set the table for the top of the order. Posh, due next. 1-0 pitch. That one is a bunt attempt she offered, and it'll be a strike. One ball and one strike to Powell. He is back with the bat cocked out, and here we go. The pitch, low for a ball, and the count goes to 2-1. Session stand wide open here today, serving up some goodies. 2-1 offering. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Ithaca has one of the better concession stands around. Burgers, brats. Powell is back in. Here comes the 2-2 offering. It's down low, just below the knees. And the count goes full. Three balls and two strikes. Powell is back in. Maxwell with a pitch. That is called outside, and she walked her. Powell is aboard. Willow Posh will be the batter. She walked last time. Steps in and gets ready. So Brookwood with a tying run at the plate in the top of the second inning. Maxwell takes a little time. Holly King back in the catching spot. And Maxwell ready to roll. Here comes the pitch. That one hangs high. One ball and no strikes. Richland Center Prairie du Chien sectional semifinal is still scheduled for tomorrow, but a rain date of Wednesday is tagged on it. Here's the pitch. That one is swung on and a piece of it. Foul ball. Even the count at one ball and one strike. Ball goes back to the pitcher, runner at first. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Count goes to 1-2 on Willow Posh. Posh back in. Maxwell set to go. Runner at first, and the 1-2 is taken upstairs. Runner going. Throw, not in time. A late steal by Powell, but she takes the bag. 2-2 now on Posh. Brooklyn has a runner in scoring position right here. Wind blowing in a little bit from left field today. 2-2 offering down low and inside. Backed her away, and the count goes full at 3-2. Powell back at second. Payoff pitch. Here it is. It's taken for a strike. Rising pitch, and the Bulldogs get out of it in the second inning. 5 strikeouts for J.C. Maxwell so far. No runs, no hits, no errors. Brookwood strands another runner. We go to the bottom of the second inning. 2-0 Ithaca here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
This is Henry live from Ithaca Regional, where Highland and Ithaca are doing battle. First inning, John Dreschmeyer hits a 2-run home run, and they plate another on a sacrifice fly. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors on 28 pitches. And the first half is complete.
They say the more things change, the more they stay the same, and that's certainly true at the Phoenix Center, a longtime favorite in Richland County. It remains the go-to destination for bowling, great food, and lasting memories. It's where friends gather, laughs are shared, and good times roll, literally. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and closed on Sundays. The Phoenix Center continues to serve up favorites like their legendary pizza and friendly atmosphere. Call 649-7469 for more information or carry out at the Phoenix Center.
Bailey Plemer will lead it off for the Bulldog girls in the bottom of the second inning, followed by Alyssa Muller and Jaden Boland. Henry mentioned Highland leading Ithaca after a half inning of play on the baseball diamond. Here's a chopper foul, and it's strike one. Ithaca softball leading 2-0, bottom of 2, here at the Ithaca softball diamond. Friendly confines. Good crowd on hand tonight for this one, and again, a night where admission is charged, as assigned by the WIAA. There's a ball, 1-1 on Plemer. Wallace set to go. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. The year Ithaca went to state, they had put in to host the sectional final, and it worked out where they got to host the sectional final, which is a rare thing. 2-1 pitch. This one popped behind second base. Going back to second base person, Willow Posh hauls it in. One up and one down. Alyssa Muller will be the batter for the Bulldogs. Alyssa wearing number 22. Calls time and stands in. 2 runs and 3 hits in that opening inning for the Bulldogs. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Third base coming over. Mullenkamp in foul ground. She's got it. And there are 2 away. That'll bring up Jaden Boland, the number 9 batter here for the Bulldogs. Infield back with 2 outs. And Boland calls time and is ready. Wallace set to go. Here's the pitch. Swung on, bounced, headed up the middle in there for a base hit. That ball had eyes, and Boland beats out a single here with 2 away. Ariana Lewis will be the batter. She flew out to center field first time up. In fact, first ball swinging flew out to center field. Got it a couple of steps in front of the warning track. And the wind blowing in a little bit from left field today. Here's the pitch. That one is high. 1 ball and no strikes. Seems like the season goes by quickly. Here we are. Girls softball. Down to the sectional semifinal. Here goes the pitch. That one popped first base side, and that one is going to get out of play. Ithaca fans down the first base side in the lawn chairs, curiously watching that one. 1 ball and 1 strike. first time we were here this year, we had to have the windows tightly shut, and the wind was blowing across. Today, very summer-like. That's the way the season goes. This one upstairs, a ball, and it's 2-1 on Lewis. Think about a couple of years ago when the Ithaca baseball team made a run to state, a couple of warm days, including a sectional at Blair Taylor. Here's a high fly to left center field. Left fielder coming over and makes the grab for out number three. That'll do it. Bulldogs strand one in the second inning. No runs and a hit. No errors. One left on. We go to the third today. Ithaca leading it 2-0 over Brookwood in WIAA sectional softball from WRCO Sports.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Leading off in the top of the third inning, Reagan Mullenkamp. She'll be followed by Deanna Wallace and Emily Kunitz. 2-0, Ithaca leading here in WIAA sectional semifinal softball. Stacey Maxwell will get to the pitcher's rubber and get ready against the left-handed batter who struck out last time. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, JC's got the heat on that one. 0-1 to the batter. Batter back in. Here comes the next pitch. That one is swung on and flared toward third. And over to get it is Hilby. Nice play. Emma Hilby in foul ground. Hauls it in for the out. Wynn playing a little bit of tricks with the ball tonight. Some of those that are popped up. He stayed with it. Made a nice play. Wallace walked last time. And the Brookwood catcher standing in against J.C. Maxwell. Stacy toes the rubber. King with a glove up. Here's the pitch. Factor away. One ball and no strikes. A couple of baseball games in the area tonight. Weston doing battle against the DeSoto Pirates. Should be a good one. That's going on as we speak in Cazenovia. We'll see if we can get an update on that one. This one is inside for ball two. Our ace reporter, Jeff Eben. See what he thinks. Ace reporter Henry Bray. We're just about out of aces. Here's 2-0 pitch. That one is upstairs for a ball. So back to JC. And the 3-0 pitch is taken for a strike. 3-1 to the batter. Wallace will step out again among Brookwood's top hitters this year. .448 average coming in. 3-1 offering. There's the pitch down low, and they walked her. After the ball rolls loose, she hustles to first and holds there. And that is a walk. Walk number 5 given up by Maxwell tonight. And here is Emily Kunitz. She reached on a fielder's choice last time. And ready to work. Maxwell set to go. Toes the rubber. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Kunitz going to tie this game there. She's down trying to really get the bat going. Actually, a little bit lower pitch. Came up empty. Nothing in one. Maxwell with a pitch. That is his strike call. Two strikes on the batter. He'll step out. Talks to the coach briefly and now ready to go. Wallace at first. The two-strike pitch is above the letters. One ball and two strikes. You'll get another report from Henry Bray here in just a moment from the baseball diamond. 1-2 offering. Here comes the pitch down low and back to the screen and into second base is Wallace. The Wallace in scoring position on a wild pitch. Outfield playing right near the track all the way around on this hitter. 2-2 on Kunitz. Here's the pitch. Swing and a piece of it. And the catcher hangs on. Nice grab by Holly King. That is strike three, and there are two away. Six strikeouts for J.C. Maxwell. And here is Mallory Wallace. Wallace walked back in the first. Brooklyn with a runner at second base. And two away. The pitch is called a strike. Nothing in 1-2 to hitter. Maxwell back and ready to roll. Here is the one-strike pitch down low for a ball. Runner leaning but not going. One ball and one strike. J.C. back to the circle after catching her breath and ready to go. Here's the 1-1. Got away, and Holly King goes up to pull it down. 2-1 to the batter. Wallace swings a couple of times and now is in. The pitch to Mallory is down low for a ball. Deanna Wallace came about halfway toward third and then gets back. 3-1 now to the batter. Top of three here. Bulldogs with a 2-0 lead. Wallace with a 3-1 count. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. Full up now on the batter. Three balls, two strikes. Maxwell set. Here comes the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. They got her, and that'll do it. Seven strikeouts recorded by Maxwell here in the game. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left aboard. We go to the bottom of the third here on the softball diamond. The Bulldogs leading in sectional semifinal action. 2-0 from WRCO Radio Sports.
Here at Ithaca, 1.5 is complete. Highland went 3 up, 3 down. Score is Highland 2, Ithaca 0. Due up for Ithaca is Nelson, Bolin, and Clary.
Hello, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. Did you know that most addictions start in adolescence? Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25, so it's important to be there for them and support their health. Wisconsin Social Host Law is in place to protect our young people. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Leading off for the Bulldogs in the bottom of inning number three, Holly King. She'll be followed by J.C. Maxwell and then Kelsey Coleman. 2, 3, and 4 batters for the Bulldogs. King, after calling time, stands in. Here's the pitch. Low. One ball, no strikes. Mallory Wallace for Brookwood. Working in the circle here so far. has given up 2 runs and 4 hits. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air. Well, center fielder is back on the track, and she's got it. One away. Good stroke by Holly King. That'll bring up J.T. Maxwell, who singled and scored back in the first inning on that home run by Coleman. So here is J.C. Wallace toes the rubber, and the stretch and the pitch. This one is going to be bounced slowly to first. Picked up by Molly Hansen on the bag for the out. And there are 2 up and 2 down. And now, Kelsey Coleman, who hit one out of here last time up. That's the difference in the ballgame. Wallace ready to work. Here comes the pitch. That one got away for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on, bounced down the line. That is a foul ball. There's the umpire. Count goes to 1 ball and 1 strike. Zach Tomei, the Ithaca Athletic Director, kind of making his way between both places today. Lots to keep track of. Big games. 1-1, the pitch. Fly ball, left field. Going back to shortstop at the edge of the grass, and she has it. And the Bulldogs go quietly for the first time today. No runs, no hits, no errors. None left on. We go to inning number 4. Ithaca leading it 2-0 over Brookwood in WIAA sectional semifinal softball from WRCO Sports.
This is Henry Bray again reporting for WRCO Sports. End of 2, Ithaca threatened with runners at 2nd and 3rd, but could not get anything across the plate. So we're still 2-0 Highland at the end of 2. Due up for Highland is Dorda, Kazinger, and Smith.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Find great deals at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filter. Assorted sizes available. Buy 3, get 1 free. Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed, 5 pounds, just $7.99. Roundup Ready to Use Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon, only $21.99. Walsh's Ace, your local hardware store with friendly service and great savings. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
From buying your first car to enjoying retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, here for you every step of the way. With insurance products designed exclusively for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most. Plus, save with discounts when you bundle home and auto insurance. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center. Rural Mutual Insurance. Keep Wisconsin strong.
Molly Hansen will lead it off for Brookwood at the top of the 4th, followed by Sophie Hyatt and Paige Clark. 2-0 in favor of the Bulldogs softball team. Winner moving on in the tournament in the sectional final. That's where you got to kind of pinch yourself and think, wow, this is the real deal. 2 wins away from the WIAA state tournament for all of these teams. Here's the batter. Hansen struck out last time in the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Columbus Catholic and Blair Taylor from the top part of the bracket. Columbus Catholic, the number one seed in their half sectional, and Ithaca, the number one seed in their half sectional. Championship scheduled for Blair Taylor High School on Thursday at 5. This one is low, and it's 1-1. Maxwell back to the rubber and getting ready for the 1-1 offering. There's the pitch, and that one is high. 2-1 to the hitter. Both outfields playing fairly deep here in a smaller ballpark with giving that ball in front of you. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 2 strikes on the batter. I used to play about halfway to Aubrey Corners just so it wouldn't go over my head. Keep it in front of me. 2-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Maxwell with some just fine pitching right there. And there is one away. 8 strikeouts for Maxwell. Talking with JC, it's not her favorite position to play either. doing all right tonight. 8 strikeouts, and her team so far with a 2-0 lead. Hyatt, the batter. The pitch is taken for a strike. Nothing in one. Ari Lewis has divided time in the circle with Maxwell for the Bulldogs this year. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Wild, back of the screen. One ball and one strike. One of the great matchups this year for pitching was the Bulldogs, J.C. Maxwell, against Kyrie Fisher of Richland Center. The Hornets won it 4-0, but both pitchers had lots of strikeouts. 1-1 offering. That one is down low for a ball. 30-some strikeouts between them in the game. Two balls and a strike on Hyatt. Bookwood not able to catch up with a fastball. Here's the next pitch. That is called a strike. And the count even now. Two balls and two strikes. Hyatt back in and ready. And the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. There are two away.
Next batter for the Falcons.
That'll bring up Paige Clark. Clark, a strikeout victim last time for the Falcons. She is in from the right side and ready. J.C. Maxwell walks back to the pitcher's rubber. Throws it, and there's the pitch. That one is high. One ball and no strikes. Baseball play in regional semifinals today in the final coming up Wednesday. Softball today, Tuesday and Thursday. The pitch is inside for a ball. It's 2-0 on Paige Clark. Clark hitting in the eighth spot. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. At 3-0. Umpire conferring that. Maxwell has walked 5 tonight and struck out 9. Brookwood still has not hit one between the lines. 3-0. Here's the pitch. Inside and hitter. And Clark reaches base. So Brookwood with a base runner here in the top of the fourth inning. Coach Wallace checking on the welfare of his runner. And she says, I'm all right. And Katie Powell will be the batter. Katie walked last time for the Falcons. 2-0 Bulldogs, top of the fourth here in high school softball. Maxwell set to work. Here's the pitch. That one is upstairs. One ball, no strikes. Top of the order, Willow Posh in the hitter's circle for Brookwood. Maxwell set, and here's the pitch. That one got away for ball two. 2-0 to Powell. Katie batting out of a wide-open stance. Maxwell with a 2-0. That one is taken for a strike. 2-1 now to the hitter. Brookwood has got some power. Maxwell trying to keep it toned down. The 2-1 offering is going to be down low, ball three. 3-1 to the batter. Clark back to first base. Maxwell with a 3-1 offering got away, ball four. There are two aboard now in the inning. Paige Clark goes to second. Katie Powell at first base. And the batter will be Willow Posh. Posh today has walked and struck out. Conference at the mound, Paula Boland is out. We'll have a word with her pitcher and her infield. 2-0 Bulldogs. We are in the fourth inning here at Ithaca. Plenty of room for you. Plenty of softball yet here today. We're getting down to the end of our high school sports year. Looking forward to lots of great games, hopefully, carry us through the next couple of weeks. Summer baseball, we get underway with our home talent season on the radio yesterday. Another game coming up this Sunday, Black Earth at Cazenovia. All right, two on, two away. Little Posh in the top of the order. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Runners stay at first and second. Maxwell got her to go on that pitch. Good pitch. Back and ready to roll again. Here's the offering. That one is called inside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Clark at second, Powell at first for the Falcons, and a 2-1 count on the batter. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a bouncer headed towards second. Nice play. Newkirk throws her out over to Muller. And that'll do it. Brookwood has not put the ball in play very often, but there's a put out right there. And the Bulldogs get out of the inning. In the inning, no runs. There were no hits, no errors, and one left aboard. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-0 Ithaca on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Middle of the third at Ithaca. Highland still up 3-0 on Ithaca, all due to a first inning home run by John Dreschmeyer and a sacrifice fly later in the inning. So we're moving on to the bottom of the three with Nelson, Bolin, and Clary due up.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Kaylee Newkirk leading off in the bottom of the fourth inning. Bounces this one foul. She'll be followed by Emma Hilby and Maley Klemer. Maley making that good defensive play and then has to lead off here after that. That was the first put out by an Ithaca fielder. Here's one foul back, strike two. Hard to believe, but otherwise all of the other strikes, have been strikeouts. So the first put out by a defender occurs in the top of the fourth inning. Couple of strikes on the batter. Here's the pitch. Changeup bounce toward the pitcher. Backhanded by Wallace and the throw over to Hansen in time. One away. That'll bring up Emma Hilby. Hilby grounded out back in the first inning. Batting in the fourth inning. Calls time and stands in here for the Bulldogs softball team. Wallace ready to rock, and the pitch. Changeup bounce foul outside of third for strike one. Nothing in one to the hitter. Softball action from here, we're not exactly sure of the schedule. We're hoping things will get in tomorrow. If not, stay tuned. Wednesday, maybe. Here's the pitch. Upstairs for the ball. This one was always on our radar. We were going to do this one regardless, and I thought it was Tuesday night until 9 o'clock last night when I got the email from Zach Tomey. Here's the pitch. High fly ball behind second base. Shortstop going back, and she's got it. Kunitz had to kind of fight the wind a little bit on that one, but hauls it in. Two away for Maley Klemer. Klemer popped out her last time up. Makes her way in. Ready to go with two away. Mallory Wallace has pitched a good game. Here's the pitch chopped toward third, deep in the hole. That one's going to bounce between third and short. And in there, Maley Klemer will reach base. So she sneaks one through with two away, and Alyssa Muller will be the batter. Muller popped out last time up. She's had some big days as well, a tournament game last week. Had a big day for the Bulldogs. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Ithaca batting order has not changed a lot here through the years. Through this year. Runner at first with two away. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. That one is a ball. Runner going, and the throw is not in time. Bleemer steals second base, so the Bulldogs working toward a possible run number three. Time out for the plate to be swept off and the second base bag to be cleaned off as well. And now Mallory Wallace back to work. Time called by Muller. And here's the pitch. Down low and by the catcher and into third base comes the runner. Bleemer is now at third base. Standing aboard at third base. Three balls and no strikes to Alyssa Muller. Here's the pitch. There's the automatic. 3-1 now. Bulldogs breathing down toward home plate here. A runner a heartbeat away, 3-1 offering the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Muller with a big cut. Full count now. Wallace circles around, back to the rubber. She works quickly. Payoff pitch. Here it is to Muller. Rounds on the ground, left field, base hit. And the Bulldogs will take a 3-0 lead. Bleemer scores, and Muller with a two-out RBI hit. So the Bulldogs take a 3-0 jump, and Jaden Boland will be the batter. Ithaca putting it in play here, which is certainly what you got to do. That's the key. Stepping back now is the batter, Boland, and the runner at first. The pitch bounced down the infield towards second. Glove there by Posh over to Hansen in time, and that'll do it for the Bulldogs. In the inning, though, they come back with a run, and they make it a 3-0 game after four innings. Ithaca leads Brookwood in high school softball from WRCO Sports.
Bottom of three, Ithaca goes down 1-2-3. No hits, no errors, and no runs. And we are headed to the fourth with Highland ahead 3-0.
Bryan County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Oakwardford Farm has a rich history. It was started in the early 1900s by Albert Lewis. The farm sits among the ridges and coulees almost directly east of Richland Center. The soils are fertile and the topography allows cold air to drain from the ridges where trees are planted. Oakwardford Farm looks forward to serving you with the best quality apples, grapes, cranberries, jellies, jams, bakery goodies, and gifts again this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Welcome back to our coverage from WRCO Sports. And right now, the warm-up's finishing up for the Bulldogs. So the Bulldogs leading 3-0 here on the softball diamond. Ithaca baseball trailing the Highland Cardinals here this evening. So here comes the batter to the plate, Reagan Mullenkamp. She is 0 for 2 batting here in the fifth inning. Time call for a moment as the Bulldogs are in the infield. So far, the Bulldogs with a total of 6 hits, 3 runs and 6 hits today. Brookwood has had base runners. They have stranded 6. This one is upstairs for a ball. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Breeze has let up a little bit. Low one from left field. Now Maxwell's next pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Brookwood has had some opportunities for big innings. Again, had a couple on last inning. unable to bring him across with that key hit. 1-1 ripped this way, foul ball and out of play. The count goes to 1-2. Time called for a moment. Now Mullen camp back and ready. Maxwell toes the rubber. Here's the pitch inside. Nearly hit her. She got out of the way. 2-2. Batter takes a little extra time and now gets back in. 2-2 from Maxwell here in the top of the fifth. The pitch down low. Count is full. Tough part of the Brookwood order here. They're trying to get something going. As the game gets a little bit later, you don't know how many more at-bats that you can have. Full count, the pitch. Just a bit outside, and Mellencamp walks. So that will bring up Deanna Wallace for the next hitter. 7 walks for Maxwell today, and she has struck out 9. And again, just 1 put out from the defense today. Runner at first base. The pitch to Wallace down low and back to the screen. And Mullenkamp heads to second base. Falcons with a runner in scoring position. One ball, no strikes on Wallace. He's been on both times via the walk. 1-0. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Falcons aren't afraid to get up there and take a swing. A ball and a strike. Runner at second. The 1-1. It's going to be taken for a strike. Kind of said that with a question mark. Did he call it a ball? Use his strike hand to say it was outside. So, all right, 2-1 to Wallace. Maxwell with the next pitch. That one swung on and missed. Maybe, let's see, that's strike 2. Mullenkamp at second base. 2-2 on Wallace. Maxwell step to go, and the pitch, bouncing ball, foul. The change up, and Wallace caught up with it for a moment. So they're back and ready to roll. Runner back to second base. Asking for the proper count. It is 2-2. Here's the pitch to Wallace upstairs for a ball. Full count on the hitter. Deanna Wallace with a couple of practice swings, and now it's back and ready. Taking the time, and now the pitch by Maxwell. Down, oh no, strike 3 call. Wallace took a couple of steps toward the bag at first and then was called out, so there is one away. 10 strikeouts for J.C. Maxwell, and here is Emily Kunitz. He's been their leading hitter and RBI person throughout the year. Reached on a fielder's choice and is struck out today. Bounces 1 foul. 0-1. The Kunitz. Emily with a couple of big cuts here today as well, trying to time it against Maxwell. Cleanup hitter for Brookwood, batting in the top of the fifth inning. Ithaca leading 3-0 here on the softball diamond. Maxwell set to work. Here's the 0-1, taken for a strike. 2 on the batter. Mullenkamp back to second base bag. Kunitz set to work. The pitch from Maxwell is swung on and missed. They got her. 2 away now. The hitter will be Mallory Wallace. Wallace has walked and struck out, so the runner remains at second base. 2 out for the Falcons, and here is Wallace. Maxwell back to the rubber. J.C. with the pitch. That one ripped in the air toward right field. Boland over, can't get it, and it's going to be over her head, and the run's going to score. Mullenkamp in to score. All the way to second base is the runner Wallace, and Brookwood is on the board. 3-1 the score. Wallace laced one over the top in right field. That would be Brookwood's first hit.
Number 11.
No hitter broken up in the fifth inning, and they're still going. Molly Hansen will be the batter. Two-run ball game in the top of the fifth inning. Hansen looking for her first hit, a strikeout victim both times. Maxwell with the pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in one to the batter. Well-struck ball by Mallory Wallace. The ball just kind of kept rising up. Outfielders haven't had a lot of plays today. There's the pitch, and it's down low. One ball and one strike to the hitter. Mallory Wallace back to second base. One ball and one strike to the hitter. The pitch ripped in the air to right center.